You know your friends outside there in the world, they go now to party, to drink. We are here in our own party drinking the Holy Spirit. Are you listening? You know why I'm here? I'm here because I need to be happy in the Lord. I need to get happy. I don't want that misery outside there. I got news. I have news. How many of you? Everything's working in your life. Everything's working in your life. I'm not saying by faith now, you know. No. But I come over here because I know God can make all things work together for my good. What about you? I said, what about you? Say, Lord, it's working for my good. Hallelujah. Everything is working for my good. It's working for my good. You can make a song out of it. I'm just happy tonight. God is good. Say, get happy in the Lord. Get happy in the Lord. Get happy. Get happy in the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Things are not working. Quit looking at things. What about tomorrow? Get your eyes away from there. Praise the Lord. Do you know what? You know our problem as a human being? You know, today, we don't live so well. We are looking at yesterday that we just passed. Or yesteryear, or yestermonth. And we are looking at tomorrow. And when we arrive at tomorrow, we wonder why we didn't use today very well. You know, we're like a bunch of monkeys. I didn't say you. I said we are like a bunch of monkeys. You know, we have you ever seen monkeys with banana? I don't know if you love bananas here. You love bananas. I'm not saying you are a monkey. I don't know if you love bananas here. Oh, yeah, you love bananas. Thank you. I don't know if you like plantain, dodo. Oh, many hands go up. You know, you just give monkeys banana. It's happy. Just give me God. I'm happy. Praise the Lord. Tell yourself, I have God. It's always there for me. We used to sing one song. I have a very big God. We never sing it sitting down. Remember those days? We do like this. Am I right? And we do like this. Can we sing? That's why we're here to worship. I have a very big God. He's always by my side. A very big God. Oh. Declare it. Can I give you some more volume? He's always by my side. More volume. Did you hear that? By my side.
I have a very big God.
Yes, Lord. He's always by my side.
A very big God.
By my side. I have a very big God. He's always by my side. One more time.
By my side. I have a very big God. Oh.
It's always by my side.
A very big God. Oh.
Hallelujah. Tell someone beside you, I have a very big God. And it's always by my side. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! My sound is not good. I'm not hearing myself very well. I have to be screaming from here. Give me some sound over here. I said, praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Sit down. Well, this sound over here is not that so good. That's just the problem. I don't know what's tampered with it again. Rejoice in the Lord. Be glad. See that? Be glad. I think it's better a little bit now. Be glad. Be glad. Be glad in God. Praise God. We know we're already sorrowful by things in life, but we're glad in God. Let's look at Passion Bible. What does it say? Be glad in God. That's worship. Be glad in God. My beloved ones, don't ever limit your joy. Pastor, I'm glad because I cannot. He said, don't ever limit your joy or fail to rejoice in the wonderful experience of knowing. I don't mind repeating what I've already written you because it protects you. Did you hear that? So being glad protects you. Praise the Lord. You want protection? Just be glad in the Lord. I mean, can you imagine? This is amazing. Can you imagine? Kidnappers surround you and you say, hallelujah, glory to Jesus. Hey, my God is good. They will say, what Yahweh, my Amalo. You know, I heard about one girl like that. She was among a company of Christians. They just kidnapped her. And she began to speak in tongues. She just turned away from natural. So I started speaking in tongues, The kidnapper took some money and said, take and run. Hallelujah. She went beyond the natural. So rejoicing. Hallelujah. This is not what I came to do. I'm just doing this from here. I have my mind to do something when I come over here now. But rejoice in the Lord. He says, rejoice in the Lord. You know, David says Psalm 37 verse 4. Take a look. 37 verse 4. This is it. Psalm 37 verse 4. Give us an NKJV. What did he say? Psalm 37. Delight yourself where? And what will he do? How many of you want God to give you desires of your heart? He said, delight. Delight will give back to desires. Praise the Lord. This God is good. This God is wonderful. Just sit down there, close your eyes, say, Lord, I delight in you. You are my Father. You are my God. I choose to rejoice in you this evening. I don't care what's going on in my home, in my family, in my finance, in my health, in my career. I just know that you are going on in my life. And because you are going on, things are going to go up with you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I rejoice in who you are. I rejoice in what you did for me on the cross of Calvary. I rejoice that I'm alive in you. I'm grateful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You have done. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
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 For you see, listen. Thank you. You know, we said, for everything you've done. Listen to this. Some things you think they are about to be done, they're already done. For instance, Abraham took his son to go and offer him on Mount Moriah. He's put the sacrifice, he's put the altar, he's put the fire, the knife, and about to slay his son. God says, stop. And Bible said, he looked behind him and he saw a ram caught in the bush. When did the ram get there? I'm asking, when did the ram get there? You see, sorrowful are the Christians who are always thinking they are going before God and they are going to go find God. No. It's right behind us. Praise God. So when we sing that song, we are singing by faith. Thank you, thank you. The things we have not seen there is already behind us. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm thankful tonight, Lord. I'm thankful, Lord. Thankful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I'm grateful, Lord. For everything you. One more time. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For everything you have. You know, even when you're about to get into trouble, God goes ahead. My wife, last Saturday, they traveled, they bought fuel, put fuel in the car, and they were going. I was not there. They traveled to Ijebu. Of course, you'll get what they went to go and do. Saturday, Ijebu. You know what that means. So, they went and they got to Ijebu and the fuel is finished. No, fuel is red. We bought fuel. You know, today when you buy fuel plenty, you think you buy fuel plenty. It's a lot of money. But small, enter the tank. So, they went. They got to Ijebu. My wife said to the driver, Solomon, they come, we need to buy fuel. No, he said, you take us to Abeokuta. Solomon has an exaggerated sense of direction sometimes. Because, you know, the tank for reserve is big, so for these cars. So they started going. They started going. And then they finished coming back. My wife thinking of buying fuel. And then she slept off in the car. And then Solomon didn't bother. And they carried on. And they carried on. And I was waiting for them. Because my wife traveled, I travel too. When she comes back, I come back. So, they just didn't hear from them. What happened? About to get to where now? Come back where? The fuel just finished about getting to what the filling station. Just went off. That's enough to thank God for. Why not man bush somewhere? Do you know? And they got no keg in the car. So they went to this fuel station. He said, no fuel. So Solomon started walking down. I said, when you get down there, tell them black market. I call him, I said, tell them black market. I want to buy from pump. Just black, they will have black markets. So Nigeria is very interesting. That can happen abroad. You are just doing your doing for. You know, Nigeria is a place where you negotiate with NEPA. They just cut it off. That's why I like staying here. You can get anything you want. You can find keg. You can find. And they said, hello, the keg here. How much the keg? They said, no, we don't have money, so we're going to take your phone down. So they got fuel, put it back. Now just imagine. You may say we're in trouble, but even the trouble had been permitted by God to make it better so that it won't trouble you too much. Can you clap your hands for Jesus? But I know of a case by a daughter of a man of God telling the story, testimony, I heard it, that they were traveling like that. They were in a car. The fuel finished. And where the fuel finished, it was where they were selling food, like all this, our eatery. And then there was a filling station there where they fixed cars. And when they got the car there, the man said, what's wrong with your car? Fix the car. They put fuel in their car. And then they went on their way. And when they were coming back, they passed that way. They saw only the eatery. They didn't see the filling station. Just in the middle of the night, thereabouts. Something around the middle of the night, is it? Okay, you didn't help me. And they ask, where is the first station? There's no first station over here. If you're going to be in trouble and God didn't have the station, he will make one there. Praise God. He made a way through the Red Sea. He made a way through the Red Sea. I mean, he did. I know your problem. I know my problem. Our brain can't fathom down. You know, things happen to me. Things happen to you too. See, I'm talking to you now. I'm just speaking for God. When I finish speaking for God, I come to myself too. My man is asking, what are you going to do? Then once in a while, he will mock me. See, you are the pastor. This is happening to you. Say, shut up. We are all here together. We are in the same boat. Prof, aren't we? We are the same. We are both the same boat of humanity, redeemed humanity. Can you clap your hands for Jesus? Amen. Can I ask a question? Is there anybody here who have never had any trouble this year? Pastor Mbimi, even today or this week. You know, something just happens to us, but praise God, we are more than conquerors. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come on, let's bless him. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for everything you have. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything. Sing two more times.
I know that it's been done.
Thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord, for everything you have.
Can you clap your hands for the Lord? Hallelujah.
Let's do some praying. Do some praying. Thank you. You can sit down. This person has this prayer that people don't pray about like that. I pray that God will help me know better as I'm about to enter another level of life and lead me in the right path. This is a high class prayer. You know what? God, Moses said, Lord, show me your way. Show me your glory. You know, a lot of people today, they are looking for promotion. They're looking for things. But their problem is that they think that where they are right now, what they know, what they have, is sufficient for that level. So they become something and they start not doing well there. So I would like you to just lift up your hands and let you just pray for this person. Can you just pray that, Lord, lead him, guide him, grant him increased knowledge of yourself, let him know you the more. Oh, thank you, Lord, so that he can be able to live in this new dimension, in this new status. May strength be available to him through your knowledge. For your word says that they that know their God shall be strong and they will do exploits. We pray for him that knowing you will afford him the strength to do great things and be strong in that area. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Can you open your eyes? Now, sometimes you don't have to, like now, I pray for you almost every day. If I don't pray for you that day, it's because I'm praying for the services in church. One of the prayers I pray for you every day is this, which qualifies, which puts this one into it. See, this person is in church here. If you're in this church, you can trust that I'm praying for you, practically almost daily. And this prayer has already been going on over your life before you even asked for it. Chapter 1, Colossians. Look at verse 10. Take a look. That you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him. Look at what it says. Being fruitful in every good work. Now, everybody look up now. Look up now. And what is it next? Increasing in the knowledge of God. Now, that semicolon there. So when you start increasing knowledge of God, what will happen to you? Look at next verse. Strengthen with all might. You have available to you every strength according to his glorious power for all patience, that's circumstances, and long suffering with people. Now listen to me. Anywhere you go, whatever level you attain, whatever promotion you want to see, whatever business, whatever affair, two things are there waiting for you: people and circumstances. And they are not always nice and peaceful. So you need patience, endurance against the circumstances you will meet at that higher level. And second, you need long suffering with the people. And to do it with joy. Because if you're asking for more customers, you're going to have some customers that will test your patience. Okay, you want to be a boss now. You become a boss now. Those who are around you, those who are under you, they do other things. But if you increase the knowledge of God, you'll be patient and long-suffering with joy. Let's read this in Message Bible. Take a look. Message Bible. I love it. What did he say? We pray that you will have the strength to stick it out over the long haul. Not the grim strength of gritting your teeth, but the glory strength God gives. It is strength that endures the unendurable and spills over into joy. Praise God. Are you listening to somebody here? Praise the Lord. Can you tell us, Lord, I receive strength. I receive strength to go further, to go higher in the name of Jesus. Praise God. That's a good one. Let's look at the next praying point over here. I can say this very clearly. Lord, I want you to remove lying and stealing from this boy. Hallelujah. That's a mother. It's to remove lying. So how God do that? You grab his head. Or grab his hand. How many of you, when you were very small, you stole? Don't raise your hand. Practically everybody here, a thief. How many of you lie when you are small? If I don't see your hands up, it puts you on the prayer list. But it bugs parents because that's all you see now. So I rather pray for you than for your child, that you will have the wisdom, the strength to go, because God can just remove it. That'd be very nice. Then God will be removing from everybody. And particularly, it's a child, it's a boy. But it can graduate if it's not dealt with. Hallelujah. Now, let's do something. If you are a mother, maybe you are here, Yesterday, we had a pastor's forum here. And my friend came from Lagos to address us. One of my guys was talking about, I have a wonderful people in my church, and they support what we are doing. And they just go together. One pastor was sitting beside Stakemedia, just that seat over there, got up and he said, "Our people, how can we treat them? They are not serious. They may not come around. They will not. And they may not. And I was watching how my friend will answer that. And he got up, he said, "Do you know that I will always have what I say?" He said, "You just heard me talking about my people in church are very good. They are serving the Lord. I didn't start like that with them." He said, "You know, gave one that was now in the board of trustees." He said, "This person, when he came to church, he won't cooperate with anybody. Even when she comes to church like this, when they say they are having women's meeting, she will go up to pastor, I don't believe in women's meeting." Can you imagine? And then the day of the women's meeting, she go to another church. And after going, she come to the pastor, "I didn't come to church last Sunday because of women. I went this church." That's all this cranky woman, you know? He said, "Sometimes during worship, she just sit down there. Now, today, she's giving a lot of money. She's a member of the board of trustees for the ministry." You know what? That's why, pastor, see, I never spoke and I will never speak evil of you to anyone outside. I don't. It doesn't mean you are perfect. You know you are not. And sometimes you give me trouble too, like coming late, like doing what you like. But no, I won't say. I keep my shot. At best, if I need to complain, I'll complain to God and my better half. And that's where it stops. And second morning, I'll get up and pray for you. Why? I will have what I say. So if you are that mother, start saying this: Johnny will no longer steal. Johnny will not be a thief and a liar all through life. Johnny, but what do you do? Johnny, why am I? Why Johnny? Why I'm robber? You know, you can't be talking like that. You know. By the way, you yourself stole mommy's meat when you are growing up. Is that all right? Is that all right? Now, let's pray for the mothers, particularly mothers, to have the emotional strength. Let's pray for the mothers. Can we lift our hands? Pray for mothers, for emotional strength. Emotional strength to be able to walk through with journey to their children, to walk through to help them, to not speak words that will permanent bad habits in their lives. Father, we pray for our mothers, particularly our mothers in the house, for emotional strength. And coupled with spiritual strength, to have the wherewithal spiritually and emotionally to help our children. Now, can we pray for our children that they will grow? They will outgrow. They will outgrow bad habits. They will grow into good habits. Can we pray for them right now? All those children, we pray that Lord, they will outgrow bad habits. They will outgrow lying and stealing. And they will not be carried away by wrong company. That affect them more than anything else. Pray that they will not be carried away by wrong company, wrong association in school. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for our children. This shall be taught of the Lord. And great shall be their peace. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Can you open your eyes? I just close with that one. Now, you can pray for your son like this or your daughter. Lord, teach him. You see, when he starts stealing and you are talking and it's not changing, you're going to have to let go. Bible says, and your children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be their peace. Honestly, I don't struggle trying to get my kids to do something. Over the years, I never find. I just trust God to make it clear for them. Because, man, the moment they pass a certain age, they know you are limited like them. You know, Johnny will tell you the truth until one day you find out that you don't know everything. You know, you see, Johnny, did you take the money? Yes, I did, because he thought that your eyes are all over there. But one day, she takes 5 naira and you never notice. Said, Mama is not omnipotent, she's minipotent. See? But then, you know that verse in the Bible? Isaiah 54, verse 13. Give us on the screen. Your children shall be taught. All your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be what? The peace, the prosperity of your children. So stop. So no, just don't argue with them. Just don't try. Don't talk. You're going to get worn out. And you know what? The more you talk and negative like that, the further they go away doing their thing. Hallelujah. That applies to adults sometimes too. Hallelujah. Let's go to the next one before we turn over to worship again. Okay. This one says, praying to get approval for my legal petition to change my status from student visa to permanent residency in the U.S. Now, we don't know this kind of thing. I don't know God's plan for you. People just tell us to pray. This kind of prayer is difficult to pray. People don't know this. That's why they give prayer everywhere, thinking that by the volume of praying, they can round God up. You know, just like you are thinking of escaping a place and police show up there, carry gun. You're thinking over here, and police show up, carry gun. Somebody, police just say, I surrender. That's where they see prayer. That prayer is like a gun. We used to arrest God. You come this side, this side. If you have 1 million praying, what did they learn? Now, you don't know God. That person that you are pushing like that, you can hand him up like that, but you can't hand God up like that. It's a spirit. So I cannot say this. Whoever this person is, seek God and ask God, what will God have you do? And then secondly, get somebody who can pray along with you to pray together and seek the face of God. You know, sometimes you need to sit down and just pray. And see, things like this, the best thing to do is to pray in the spirit. To take it particular time and pray in the spirit over an issue till you are clear. But just to start taking gun and rounding God up and say, we must make him permanent. It shall be permanent. What the Lord has done for me, it shall be permanent. I can't pray this kind of prayer easily. I just can't pray because I don't know. You know? So that's, but can we ask God to lead him or to lead her and guide her to a place of peace in this area? Can we lift our hands and say, Father, we pray for our brethren, this brother, this sister. We ask that you will guide them, you will lead them to the definite plans you have for them. You will show them what to do. You will go ahead. He said, I will guide you and I will lead you with my right hands on you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Give you glory and praise in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, let's look at this one over here. God will continue to watch over me and my family. No death will take us away. No sickness will be our portion. God will bless me and my household with peace of mind, good measure, pressed down, running over. Amen. IJN. Amen. Now, it's not a prayer request. Now, can I show you something? Everybody listen here. Can I show you something? Let's go to Philippians 4 verse 6. I'm using this to teach us how to pray. Let me just pray. Sir. Don't even pray. Hang God up. Look at Philippians 4 verse 6. Be anxious for nothing. Can everybody look up? But in everything by prayer and supplication with what? Thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God. Now, I pray for my children every day and my grandchildren. Almost every day. And you know what I pray for? That's what they call prayer. That's called supplication. Let me show you. Okay, my uncle here, he has a business. Now, he needs to pray for his business to prosper every day. That's prayer. You can repeat that every day. I want to do well. We want to flourish. God opened doors for us. And we do that. But then, particular business. Now, that's supplication. You now say, God, I want you to do this. Now, this person, we cannot pray this prayer for you and cover it once and for all. Nobody can do that. You can never give somebody food for his lifetime. Am I correct? You are looking at me one kind. You can never. So, to just pray this, when will this prayer be answered? Please answer me. That there be no death until they get old and they all die old. Then we know that prayer is answered. Am I right? But we can do something. We can do something. We can pray every day yourself and pray for your family. And then when they are about to travel, you can say, Father, please keep them on the way to Lagos. That's supplication. Second, now somebody is sick now. Somebody is sick. Now we can now supplicate. We can now say, Father, what do we need to pray? He said, pray for one. We are sick. Take oil and anoint the person, right? But just to pray, it's like saying that, I pray, never be broke again in life. Those kind of prayers are just political after you have given them money. Are you hearing me? People say to you, no, you will never lack again when you give them some money. You will never know lack again. It's a just prayer to bribe. Are you hearing me? Are you here? Why don't you pray like this? I pray God will supply all your need. That's what Paul did when they gave him something. And I'm grateful and thank the person and thank God for it. Are you listening? So let's do something right now. Let's do some praying for our families. Are we ready? Get up on your feet. Look at this verse. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with that, let your request. Now ask yourself, what is my request for my family? What do I want to see in my family? Now let's take it to God. Are we ready? Can you open your mouth and say, Father, Lord, I pray for my husband. I pray for my home. I pray for my health. I want to live in health. That's, you are covering every. I pray for my children. I pray that they will be brought up in your way, they will increase in wisdom and in stature, in favor with God and with men. I pray for my husband to be more loving, to be more godly, to walk with the Lord, to understand his ways, and to lead us aright in this home. I pray for my wife, for myself as a wife, that the Lord will help me to help my husband. The Lord will help me to be a mother for my children. The Lord will teach me how to do. I'm asking that you teach me as a mother. Lord, I pray that you help my husband to lead and to guide us well, not into the bush. I pray that my wife will be great help. Pray for your wife. Pray if you're married. Pray, Lord God. If you are not married here, pray for your mom, that God will give them wherewithal, and your dad, God will give them wherewithal, that God will help them to create peace so you can make progress together as a home. Open your mouth. You are making a deposit of prayer that when the need comes, you will find that supply. Can you just lift your hands and say, Father, I desire that we will live. I desire that we will prosper. I desire that we will move on. So make your request known to God. Make your request known to God. Lord, I want us to do well. I want us to finish our project. I want us to go ahead. Tell him your request. Tell him your request yourself. Oh, glory be to God. Thank you, Father, for the help you are giving us. Ask for spiritual support. Ask for spiritual support for your family. Emotional support for your family. That we all be strengthened. That we all be supportive of one another. That we all walk in love. Oh, thank you, Lord. Then pray that, Lord, keep us from evil. Lord, keep us from disaster. Keep us from accident. Make your request known to God. Make your request known to God. Lord, as we go up and down, keep us from accident. Lord, as we travel, keep us from evil. Lord, there are deceivers out there. Keep our children, keep my children from deception. Be there for them. Help them to walk in line with your ways. Hallelujah. Finally, ask God, teach my husband. Lord, teach my wife. Teach my children. Teach them, Father. You are the best teacher in the world. No matter how I teach, you are the one that can make it clear and better and experiential for them. Thank you, Father. Oh, glory be to Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, praise the Lord. Tell yourself, I know my Father is listening to me. Now, do it with thanksgiving. Father, thank you that you heard me. Thank you for your peace around us. Thank you for your peace. Look at next verse, Philippians 4, verse 6, we read. Verse 7 says, and the peace of God. And the peace of God says, I welcome peace. I've made my request known to God. I welcome peace in my career. I welcome peace in my business. No matter what I see, God has heard my request. And he will take care of me. He will watch over us. He will preserve our lives. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name, O God. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. Can we sit down? You know, this is a young chap. I think it's a young chap. Just pleading. I want you to please agree with me. I want my admission to work this year. I want to enter Olabisi Onabanjo University. Oh, you this year. And I pray that it should work. Your prayer matters a lot. Please help me. I want to pass my post UTME successfully and carry the moral and principle instilled in me by RFC to the school. You know, some of these kids, they touch your heart. You know, want to make progress, want to go further to school. You know. Let me show you something that you don't notice about prayer sometimes. Take a look at Romans 15. I want you to open your Bible and mark it in your Bible if you come with a Bible. Hallelujah. Oh, come on. Mark this verse in your Bible. Don't forget it. Verse 30. Now, can you look up, everybody? Now, I beg you, brethren. See that? Can you see that? Everybody look up. Can you look up? Now, I beg you, brethren, through the Lord Jesus Christ and through the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in prayers to God for me. This way this boy is standing. You should say, pray for me. See that? I beg you. No, today, if I come and say, I beg you, say, Pastor, we always think that praying is just danger. And what was he praying? That he was begging them to pray. Look at next verse. That I may be delivered from those in Judea who do not believe, and that my service for Jerusalem may be acceptable to the saints. Said, I want to go and do something. There are crazy people there that want to stop me. They don't like the gospel I preach about grace. So please, I beg you. See that? See, there's something about fervency, earnestness in prayer. Sometimes when we say prayer request, people just take prayer requests and I'm praying. There's no earnestness about it. You can see this guy, just this young man. Say, I'm pleading, please. I want to go and use what I learned here somewhere else in school. Can we just close our eyes and pray for him? That his admission will work out. God will grant him success. So he can move further and say God to grant him wisdom to know what to do when he goes for all these exams. That God will help him. That God will enable him to perform well. That God will get him ready for this exam. That everything will work out so that he can get to school and move on with his life. Or our life, whoever she is or he is. Let's ask the Lord to make the person glad by the work of his hands in this admission issue. Father, we thank you for this young person. We thank you that he's pleading with us to pray. So we pray with our heart in earnestness that he will enter or she will enter school, that he will settle down and use what he's learned in church. Father, we pray that this happen for him. Just like Paul said, we should strive. Father, we pray together. We cry out to you for this young person. Thank you for intervening. Thank you for giving him success. Thank you for settling him down in school so he can do greater things with his life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Can we all thank God for that? Lift your hands. Let's thank God for that young chap. Let's appreciate God for him. Okay. Yeah, this is good. I pray that my mother will recover from a broken leg and walk again in Jesus' name. Now, how do we pray this prayer? We know one thing, that person that we are praying for must experience divine intervention. Am I right? Am I right? Now, but God is always wanting to heal. So they have told us that. We're going to pray that person will receive the healing. The second, God will send someone to bring healing. Because no matter what we pray, someone has to take healing to the person. Are you hearing me? So can we just pray for that mama, wherever she is, Father? We pray that she will receive. She will welcome healing. She will welcome recovery. God has gone ahead and made provision for her. Can we just ask the Lord to help her receive her healing? Thank you, Lord. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. We ask that you send men, a man or woman, that will bring healing and health, that will speak the word to her, that will bring her to a place of faith to receive our healing. Thank you, Father, for doing so. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, that person that we just prayed for, you can find books, find materials, go home, put on things for them to listen to hear the word of God, because it can't happen without God intervening, and God can only come through his word in our lives. Praise God. We have to cooperate with God. Now, I want to close. Praise God. Let's go back to Philippians 3, verse 3. Samuel was telling me that this prayer is plenty. We can keep on praying. Some already answered before we even pray. Come and help me. Put it back there. Praise God. Oh, those ones we are finishing, we will just ask prayer team to continue from where we stop. different things that I need to continue. Can put that one in that place there. Thank you. All right. Philippians 3 verse 3. Can you look up everybody? For we are the circumcision. Who what? Who worship God where? You know, Sawuchi, they hardly mention worship in the New Testament, particularly in the epistles. They hardly. There are only two or three, four places where they mention it. It's a revelation what to God, worshiping God. It's amazing. Think about that. So, but Paul said, we are the what? Circumcision, or the real Jewish people who worship God. Where? Where do we worship God? In the spirit. And next, what do? We rejoice in Christ Jesus. And third, we don't rely on the flesh. Let's look at that first one. Who worship God? Where? See that word, capital spirit. So as a Christian, the word worship means to value, to interact with God. Listen, you cannot interact with God without the Holy Spirit. Yeah, we have the Bible. Are you hearing me? The Bible will give you information and give you truth. Are you hearing me? Let me give you what I mean by that. I can give you foodstuff, rice, beans, tomato, but you can't eat it raw. It must be cooked. Am I right? And to cook it, you need power. Electrical, or charcoal, or whatever, gas. A Christian who only has the word is like having foodstuff. If you don't have the spirit and walk with the spirit, you cannot really properly cook a meal because fire is required. Let's go to Acts chapter 8, then I round up. You see, in Acts chapter 8, Philip went to go and preach in Samaria. I'm rounding up now. Went to go and preach in Samaria. And when he preached, people saw miracles and got converted. And something happened. Acts 8. Take a look. Verse 12. But when they believed Philip, as he preached the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus, both men and women were baptized. Next verse. Then Simon himself also was baptized. That's the magician. When he was baptized, he continued with Philip and was amazing the miracles and signs which were done. Now look at next verse. Everybody look at next verse. Now when the apostles who were at Jerusalem, these people, like you're sitting here, they're hearing the word of God being preached. He said, they had Samaria and received what? What have they received? The word of God. They received, like I received the word of God. They sent Peter and John to them for what? Look at this verse. That who, when they had come down, did what? Prayed for them that they might receive. Now, they've received the word of God. But just receiving the word of God is not enough, like foodstuff. Do you know they didn't pray that God will give them? That they might receive the Holy Spirit. Are you here, everybody? Are you here, everybody? So, you are coming here, you'll be receiving the word of God. Have you received the Holy Spirit? Look at this verse. And so, when they came, for as yet he had fallen upon none of them. They were baptized in the name of Jesus by water. Look at next verse. And when they came, then they lay hands on them. And they what? So there is a receiving of the Spirit as much as you receive the word of God. Next verse. What say? And when Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles and the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money. Now listen to me. When Simon was looking at them receiving the Spirit, if nothing had happened, he would not offer any money. Are you listening to somebody here? He said, by laying on of hands, the apostles lay on, and This magician saw something happening and he said, please, can I give money? What did he see? Acts 19. Another apostle was there doing the same thing. Take a look. What did he see? He said, that's what I want to come and do today, but our time is fast spent. I want to close with this. Acts 19, verse 6. Okay, verse 1. Let's start from verse 1. And when Paul, and it happened while Apollo was at Corinth, that Paul, having passed through the upper region, came to Ephesus and finding some disciples. Look at next verse. He said to them, did you receive? Now, they were disciples already receiving the word of God. Are you hearing me? He said, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believe? So they said to him, we have not so much as had that's the Holy Spirit. People around today, they think that the Holy Spirit is only for pastors and ministers. Let's go on. And he said to them, to baptize, he said to John, baptism of water, next verse. But Paul said to them, John indeed baptized with baptism of repentance, saying that they should believe on him, come after him, that's on Christ Jesus, next verse. And when they had this, baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, then look at next verse, what the apostles did. And when Paul lays his hand on them, who came on them? And they spoke with what? Tongues and prophesy. So the sign that you receive the Holy Spirit is speaking in tongues. He said, you receive the word of God. And if you are here, you've been receiving the word of God. But have you had a definite encounter with the Spirit? Because you can't properly worship God without the Spirit. You can't cook a food or a foodstuff without the Holy Spirit. Are you hearing me? So, as we close, we're going to close our eyes now. Service is practically over. And if you have not received the Spirit, you have been receiving the word, with the evidence that they spoke in tongues like you speak in tongues too, then you qualify for this. You should not just only take one leg, the word, but take the Spirit. Can we close our eyes and pray? Father, we thank you that you have an overflowing measure of grace for our lives. You have made provision for the word to save us, and you have also made provision for the Spirit to empower us like fire. So we pray that those among us who have not received the Spirit will receive the Spirit even tonight in Jesus' name. Now, if you have not received the Spirit with evidence of speaking in tongues, and you believe this is for you, wherever you are, can you lift up your right hand? Is there anyone? I'm waiting. Is there anyone? Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else? I'm waiting. Praise God. Thank you, Father. All right. Is there anyone? Please lift your hands very well. I've seen one hand. Another, I can see second one. Thank you. Okay. Third one. Another person? I can see two. All right. Thank you very much. I can see. Okay. Third. Thank you. All right. So, if you have not spoken in tongues, that's the evidence. Okay. All right. Now, you know what I want to do as we close our eyes? Prof, please stand up. Those of you who are lifting up your hand, can you pick up your bag? Can you open your eyes? Look at Prof there. Look at Prof there. If you lift up, pick up your bag and your stuff and go to him right now. They're waiting. They're going to lay hands on you and you'll have experience of the Spirit. Go with your Bible or with your bag so you don't have to come back here. They just pray with you and you'll be filled with the Spirit. Thank you, Lord. You can see Prof standing over there with his hands lifted up. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Rest of us, let's bless God in the Spirit. Let's bless God in tongues before we leave here. Let's appreciate God in the Spirit. Let's thank God for getting these people filled with the Spirit tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God wants all of us to have the Spirit, to have the Word and the Spirit. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name, Father. Glory be to you, Jesus. Glory be to you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Tell yourself, I have the Word and I have the Spirit. I have the Word and I have the Spirit. Tell yourself, the Spirit is in me, giving me life and power. Tell yourself, the Spirit is in me, giving me life and power. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Open your eyes. We are going home now. You know, people talk about David and Goliath. That was in 1 Samuel 17. Let me close. But they never read that there was something in 1 Samuel 16 that David had the Holy Spirit there. You know what I mean? Without the Holy Spirit, he couldn't have dealt with Goliath. What to do, how to go about it, depends on the Spirit. No wonder, let's close like this. 1 John 4:4. Look at 1 John 4:4. Let's close. Give us quickly on the screen as we go home. 1 John 4:4. You are of God. What? And have what? Have already overcome them. Because you go to a good church. You have fine clothes. You live in America. No. Because he who is in you is what? Tell yourself, the greater one lives in me. The greater one lives in me. Tell yourself, I'm not trying to overcome. I'm not trying to conquer. All the adversities, all afflictions, all struggles, I agree that I've already overcome them. I know the reason why. Because the greater one, the greater one, the greater one, the Spirit of God lives in me. Tell yourself, whatever is trying to overcome me, I've already overcome you because of the greater one within me. The Spirit of God is at work in my life. Say that again one more time. The Spirit of God is at work in my life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Get up on your feet. The Spirit of God is upon me. Even the devil knows that I am a winner. You know the song? The Spirit of God
upon me.
Even the devil knows that I... Somebody's inside of you.
I am a winner.
Yes, Lord.
I am a winner.
Even the devil.
Even the devil knows that.
Do something with me. Can you close your eyes, lift up and say, the Spirit of God is upon me, even the devil. Close your eyes and tell yourself, the Spirit, see that Spirit upon you, even the devil. Now say it, I'm a winner, I'm a winner. Whatever is trying to fight you, I'm a winner. Over failure, over sickness, over sinful habits. Yes, I know. I'm a winner. 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 Yes, Lord. Tell your neighbor, you are a winner. You are a winner. You are a winner. Even the devil knows that. Hallelujah. Let's hear the grace together. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God. Thank you for coming. Have a wonderful night rest.